Hi, and welcome to the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences Connections, a podcast for new students and families. Today's installment will cover all about scholarships and financial aid.
I'm Molly Wilson, the Director of Student Recruitment.
I'm Katie White, the Director of Student Engagement.
And I'm Maria Woods, a Program Support Specialist. So at Virginia Tech, the scholarship and financial aid process is designed to assist students in accessing the financial resources they need to pursue their education. While we can provide an overview of the process today, it's important to note that specific details may vary, and it's recommended to consult Virginia Tech's Office of University Scholarships and Financial Aid for the most up-to-date and accurate information. Today, we'll talk about the process of applying.
The first step in applying for financial aid at Virginia Tech is completing the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or the FAFSA. The FAFSA is used to determine your eligibility for federal, state, and institutional aid programs. It considers factors such as income, family size, and assets. It's recommended to submit the FAFSA as soon as possible after October 1st each year, but due to some reformatting at the federal level, the 2024-2025 FAFSA will not open until January 2024. Next, Katie will talk about the Virginia Tech General Scholarship application.
Here at Virginia Tech, we have the General Scholarship Application, which is available through Scholarship Central. This application typically opens each year in October and is due in mid-January. A good rule of thumb is to complete this application during a school break, like Thanksgiving in November or over winter break before the holidays. Virginia Tech, our colleges, and academic units use this application to award scholarships based on merit, financial need, and other qualifications.
After you've submitted the FAFSA and general scholarship education, Virginia Tech will review your information and determine your financial aid package. This package may include grants, scholarships, work study, and loan options. You'll receive a financial aid notification that outlines the types and amounts of aid you're eligible to receive. Now we're going to talk about those types of aids that are awarded.
One type of aid is scholarships. Virginia Tech offers various scholarships for undergraduate students, including merit-based scholarships and scholarships specific to certain colleges or departments. The College of Agriculture and Life Sciences has its own scholarships available to students pursuing majors within our college. These scholarships may be based on academic achievement, leadership, or specific criteria related to the fields of agriculture and life sciences. It's highly recommended to consult the college's website or to contact the financial aid office for more information on these available scholarships. Up next, we're going to talk about work study.
So the Federal Work Study Program provides part-time employment opportunities to eligible students. These jobs are often on campus and are designed to help students cover their educational expenses. Students can apply for work study positions through the university's job portal, Handshake. Students without work study appointments can also apply for on-campus jobs through Handshake as well. Next, we'll talk about loans.
If additional funding is needed after considering grants, scholarships, and work study, students can explore loan options. Virginia Tech participates in federal loan programs such as direct subsidized and unsubsidized loans, as well as Parent Plus loans and private loan options. It's important to carefully consider the terms and repayment options of loans before borrowing. And lastly, we'll talk about external scholarships.
In addition to university scholarships, students can also research and apply for external scholarships from private organizations, foundations, and local community groups. A simple Google search is a great place to start searching for these external scholarship opportunities. Once awarded, these external scholarships can be applied to a student's Virginia Tech tuition.
Wow, that's a ton of information. Where should families go for help with this process?
The Office of University Scholarships and Financial Aid at Virginia Tech provides guidance and assistance throughout the financial aid process. They can help students and families understand their specific financial aid packages, answer questions, and provide resources to help these families make informed decisions.
We also have additional resources within our college. We have a scholarship coordinator, Ms. Cindy Beatty, who assists students and answers their questions about any college-wide scholarship they have received. We also have our academic advisors and coordinators who can assist students who have been awarded a departmental scholarship. These departments host various events throughout the year to recognize these scholarship award recipients.
All this information is so important, but it's crucial to note that deadlines, application requirements, and available scholarships may vary. So it's important to stay updated on the specific information sent to your student through their Virginia Tech email account by Virginia Tech and the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. Remember, FAFSA first. It's the most important part of the process, even if you weren't awarded anything the very first time you applied. Reach out to the financial aid offices at both the university and the college for personalized guidance and detailed information regarding the scholarship and financial aid process and options. Molly and Katie, this has been fantastic. As a parent of four children, having completed 17 FAFSAs over the course of their education, I can tell you this has been so informative. So to all of you, remember to reach out if you need help and you need us. And thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you on campus this fall.